Forgiveness is at the heart of the gospel message. I think we often don't understand it very well. Have you ever tried to forgive somebody by willpower? After you've been hurt? I forgive you. Yes, I forgive you. It doesn't work. We'll talk about that a little bit. So today what I'd like for us to look at is the things that forgiveness is not. Forgiving does not mean we forget. We do remember all the various kinds of things, how we were hurt, who hurt us. We remember them very well. What happens, though, is that as the process of healing takes place, we remember in a different kind of way. Before the healing takes place, as we remember it, all it does is just dredge up all the other stuff. You know, we keep opening the wounds and we kind of get victimized again and so on. And that kind of remembering is not very healthy for us. But the best we can do until the process starts to move. When the process starts to move and the healing starts to take place, we remember in a different kind of way. We remember in a kind of way which helps us to grow, be more compassionate, to understand ourselves and other people. We don't forget. We remember in a very different kind of way. Forgiving does not mean that we condone what was done. We don't do that. It doesn't mean saying, oh, it's okay, it didn't make any difference. Because that's not true. It did make a difference. It made a lot of difference. In many cases, it screwed up our lives terribly. So we don't condone it and say it's all right. See what was there. And we acknowledge that was wrong. That hurt me, it was unfair, it was unjust. We don't condone it. Forgiveness does not mean absolving the person. I take it away from them. Forgiveness does not mean that. When we or somebody has hurt another, you have to be accountable for that. If I hurt you, you can't take that away. I have to face what I've done. We all do those different kinds of things. I have to face what I have done. So it's not getting you off the hook at all. Forgiveness is not an act of the will. Boy, I've tried that. I remember this one guy hurt me pretty bad, and as a greeting of peace, I went up and shook his hand and said, peace be with you. Said it real nice. But underneath that same USOB. It doesn't work. There's no way that we can will it. You ever tried to forgive somebody when it hadn't healed inside? It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Forgiveness is not an act of the will. Sometimes people mistakenly put this on and say, you ought to forgive so-and-so. If you don't forgive so-and-so, you're not a good Christian. And that's all baloney. Now, it's very important that forgiveness take place. Because when forgiveness doesn't take place, kind of like there's a cancerous growth inside of us that's always there. And it keeps us from spiritual growth and messes up our relationships. And we live very unhappy, unhappy lives. So forgiveness is terribly important, but we have to understand what it is. Forgiveness is the result of a process. Not an act of the will. It's the result of a process. As the healing takes place, at some point, we realize doesn't bother me anymore. And we realize you didn't do it. The grace of God. We can help this along as we're going to do in this whole process of forgiveness, to see the different kinds of things that we can do. This is so terribly important. We've all been hurt. We've all hurt other people. These kinds of things do great damage in our lives. And so we have to let go. Another word for forgiveness might be letting go. Because until I let go, you still have power over me. If you have hurt me, and I don't let go, even if you don't do anything else, you keep on hurting me because I turn it over and over and over in my mind. I get abused, even if you're not around. Vince Dwyer, he's a Trappist monk, he said that. Use this example about all this kind of broken stuff that comes down on top of us. Kind of like you're in the barn. And all the manure is up on top, and you're underneath. And somebody opens the trap door, and all the manure, or whatever you call it, all the manure comes down on our head. Next day, the same thing happens. We're in the barn, and somebody opens the trap door, and it all comes down on our head. At a certain point, he says, there's nobody there to open the trap door, but we open it ourselves. I think we let it all come down on top of us, just like somebody's doing it to us. So often. Forgiveness is terribly important, but it's so important to realize what it is and what it is not. The reason we forgive, the reason we forgive primarily is so that we can grow spiritually and have good and happy lives. Forgiveness is not primarily doing somebody a favor. Going through the process of forgiveness does ourselves a great favor. So as we go along with this, try to get in touch. The hurts. The way you've been hurt by the people. How that still is messing up your life. How it's still there. We kind of try to forget it and get on with our lives, but it's still down in there. Get in touch with that. And as we can let that go, and as the healing starts to go, this cancer inside of us starts to disappear. And it is a cancer. It is a cancer. It does as much to our psyche, to our spiritual life, as cancer does to our body. I think it's why Jesus says, Peter said, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times? He said, no, 70 times, 7 times. This is an ongoing process. Ongoing process. So get in touch with the way you've been hurt. Might be hurt from time you're very little. Might be hurt when you're older, whatever it's going to be. Might be hurt when we're at a particular vulnerable spot in our life, and it seems to go deeper then. Get in touch with that. What really happened? And who did it? So let's give that to God. As we go through this process, it'd be a very wonderful thing. It doesn't happen simply, it doesn't happen quickly. For myself, it takes me about 10 or 15 years before it goes away. Now, other people may be faster than I am, I don't know. But it's, but when those hurts go way down deep, they're stuck in us. They do terrible things to our lives. So do yourself a favor. start the process. As the process continues, the healing will take place, and your lives will be so much better. So much better. We can pray about this. We just sit back and relax. Keep your back straight. Close your eyes. Breathe slowly and deeply. Slowly and deeply. Let the cares and the worries, the fears, the hates and the angers fall away. We're surrounded by love, the love we mean God. That love holds us, embraces us, cradles us, looks at us tenderly and with compassion. That love lives deep within our souls and bubbles up with powerful healing energy. Let that love touch the wounds, touch the hurts, those things inside of me which are so raw, just keep me angry and keep me depressed. Make me think bad of myself. Let that healing power touch all the hurts and wounds. Gracious love is so hard to let go. I get some kind of perverse pleasure in turning things over and over in my mind. About how I was hurt and how this and how that and so on. As I do this, I just injure myself again. I know this only by the power of your love. The healing will take place. On my part, to start the process. The power of your love will do the rest. I give you my whole heart and soul. I want your love to work in me any way that you choose. I will not tell you what to do. I will trust in the wisdom and goodness of your love. You know what is for my good and happiness far more than I do. God bless you.